The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Thursday, so it's Trish Clark. But Trish sent me a text this morning and said she's running just a little bit late. It was in capital letters, so I guess that meant that she was screaming as she was running through the house trying to get out of there in time. But good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning here on the 20th of December, 2018. Hope everybody's having a good day. And do you have the weather back there?
Yes, we do.
Well, this is kind of cool because I can look back and see you and
make faces at me.
All those neat machines back there.
I like my machines. Thank you very much.
Well, what's it look like for weather today,
Ashley? We should be clear for the most of the day. After 4 p.m. is when the rain's going to be hitting. We're going to have a high of 54 degrees, no wind, no real winds. 80% chance of precipitation. You're distracting me with your dancing, so nobody listening can see you, but I'm distracted. So when I do this terribly,
if you cannot enjoy this, you know, the elegance, the movement that I'm making right here. So
I might just film it and blackmail and put it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. All right. So is the weather going to rain today?
Yes, this afternoon after 4 p.m. We're going to get a higher chance of rain overnight, and then it's going to clear up tomorrow. It's going to be mostly sunny, a little warmer tomorrow, and then over the weekend, just a little bit of a chance of rain. And then Christmas Day, we'll have a chance of showers and basically copy-paste for the next week.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane.
Located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business. There, they give discounts for seniors and veterans, has payment plans for you and the propane if you need it. And the news, by the way, had been brought to you by a Tobacco and Brew. Open 7 days a week, expanded product lines, of course, for all those special Christmas presents. And I got some special Christmas presents yesterday from Tobacco and Brew. Great customer service. Like I said, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Now, a lot of things going on. Today we're going to have with us a number of people. American Legion will be here about 7:30. But at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Mayor Julie Winters, City Manager Barry Tippin, and the traffic engineer that the city hired, their consultant. And we're going to talk about Costco. And we're going to talk about the questions that were raised during John Dunlap's hour here, raising questions about certain aspects of putting Costco on Bocelli. And it's not just Costco, as he points out. It's the Rich Development Company, a company out of the Bay Area, supposedly. And they're putting 175,000 or I think it's 175,000 square foot facility with Costco, but then another 70,000 square feet in other stores in that area there. So we've discussed it with Brent Weaver, who, of course, was very strong for it. And then John Dunlap came in, and he gave the other side. So, he had questions, and he had certain that I'd like to hear, and I'm sure you would like to hear, too, about what are the plans are for the traffic and the fact of putting it there. And what happens if it is built there, but what happens if it's not? What happens if it goes away or that it goes to a different area and not in the city of Reading? So I hope to get down to the bottom of most of those questions today. And if you have questions, of course, I expect you to hop onto the chat room or give us a call and ask those questions, too. This is a big move, and this is going to affect our city in several different ways. Many of them good, but there could be some that are not so good. So we need to be able to talk about that. Also want to talk to them about the city fire claims, or the fire claims that people have made against the city. Now it looks like it's going to go to trial, and the impact that could have and what their take is on this. This could be something just as simple as, well, you know, we can't talk about this because it looks like it's going to become a class action suit. So we have this coming up today, American Legion, and many, many other things going on. So One of the things I want to talk, though, about is lying. Yeah, lying. They've got the general up there for that worked for Trump. They've got him for lying to Congress. And they're going to put him they're going to sentence him. And Mueller says, well, he's been very helpful. And the general did one thing. He lied. I know it's hard to believe that in Washington, D.C., that people lie, that we know that they don't lie there, that it's the paragon of innocence and virtue is Washington, D.C. But the general lied. It's the fact is, and this is the funny thing, is that he lied to the FBI, and for that reason, he's going to go to jail. It's not because of what he lied about. What he lied about was, did he talk to the Russian ambassador? Did they discuss a couple of different things? And they did, but he told the FBI, nope, I didn't do that. Well, they were already taping him. They already knew the answers when they asked him the question. So they got him for lying. What he asked the Russian ambassador about, relations with Russia and a couple other things, asking him that wasn't a crime at all. It's because he lied about it. So here's the thing is, so he's going to go to jail, or he could go to jail. It doesn't look like he was, but he could go to jail for 3 years because he lied to the FBI under oath. That's terrible. And if you listen to some of the commentators, he lied, he betrayed the country, he lied, he lied, he lied. Well, what about, and I hate to bring up something from long ago, but what about Bill Clinton? He lied. He lied under oath to Congress. And what happened to him? Oh, yeah, that's right. He's on the sands in Dubai right now on vacation getting $300,000 a speech. He's escaped the sexual predator claims because, they were too far, too long ago now. He's got, all these things. He was accused of rape. He was accused of sexual assault. He's paid one woman $850,000 back when $850,000 was worth probably $500,000. But still, it was a lot of money back then over these claims. But nothing happened to him. He's still that revered. Not as much. Not since the Me Too movement and being attached to Hillary. That doesn't help either. But he lied. But how about somebody just in the last few weeks? How about Mark Zuckerberg? From Facebook.
Zuckerberg,
whatever his name is. He lied. He lied under oath to Congress. He lied to him by saying you have control of your own personal data. Well, you don't. You don't. He lied like five different times. Well, nothing was said about that. You get the general for lying because he's a Trump associate. But Zuckerberg can lie. He can just lie and not say anything at all. And then we find, and they say nothing at all. And then we find out that McCain and his people lied about releasing the dossier, this quote dossier that started this whole thing that this guy named Steele had, who was paid for by the Democratic National Party, the DNC, paid for this 32-page dossier to be handed over. And even the reporter who broke the story says most of it's false. He says it's most of it's false. Yet this is what the FBI used to get the FISA warrants to go after everybody. They were lying then, but that's okay. Because they were going after Trump, because Trump shouldn't have been elected president, because it was wrong. The whole thing was wrong. Trump should have never been elected president. And because if Trump was elected president, that means all of their liberal speak and all of their ways of saying, even some Republicans saying, well, wait a minute, that's not the way we do things there. It's too scary. It's just too scary. He can't do that. And we're going to have to fight him. And we're going to take him down. We're going to take him down by using false documents, false dossiers. And they get into things. And what are they getting people for? Are they getting things for collusion with Russia? No. They're getting people for business practices or a bunch of crooks. They have nothing to do with Russia. So, the whole thing just kind of disgusts me. And so when they start saying things, I don't even pay attention. The only reason it got me going today was the lying piece, where they get a general for lying to the FBI, who already knew the answers, and he did. And what he was talking about wasn't against the law. That's what they got Scooter Libby for. Before, you remember Scooter Libby from the Bush, I think from the Bush White House. He lied under oath, but nothing he did was wrong. But he lied. He lied to somebody about it, and that's what they get him for. You lied. I think if I was ever questioned by the FBI, I'd have a lawyer sitting right there, and every word out of my mouth was, I don't think I remember that. Mm-hmm. I don't think I remember that. I don't remember. I'm sorry, I don't remember. And if I did remember, I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah, when you start talking, no matter what it's about, that's when...
They can take what you're saying, and then a year later, bring it back up again and say, well, you know, since then you said this. Because maybe you don't have the number of people, you don't have the technology that you can tell what you said a year ago. You know, you could maybe remember it.
Can you imagine that kind of scrutiny in your everyday life for like just a regular everybody out there?
Well,
it's like, oh,
how would you like that? Every
14
time,
months ago, you said
how would
said
you like
this?
To be like the hockey goalie that every time you made a mistake, a red light would go on, a horn would sound, and people would scream at you?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's
you
a little
kind
tough.
Of gotta have a thick skin for that one.
Well, anyway, it just irritates me that when I see things like this, that you know, he lied, but then you look at all these other people that lied and just got away with it. It depends on whose side you're on. If you're not on the liberal media side, you're not on the liberal Democrat side, they're gonna hang you. But mainly the liberal media side, they're gonna hang you, and no matter what happens, they're just gonna go after you. And Comey saying, oh, yeah, you know, I hate to see what's happened to the FBI, but none of it was my fault. I mean, how could you? That's a lie. That's a lie. They should get him for that.
It's the lies that fit the narrative.
He released classified material to people that did not have the clearances. He just gave it to them so he could get it out. Why wasn't something done to him then? I think that's against the law, and he admitted it. Okay. It's a good thing I'm here by myself because Trish would be bouncing off the walls at this point. Yeah, you know, one thing is, I know one of the reasons Trish isn't here. Her sleeping up her bed. She was sleeping, and she probably just, you know, probably snuggled in there for a long winter's nap, and that's what happened. And Sleep Number. Did you know that Sleep Number is the only bed that you can have that you can pick your firmness of your mattress, and your partner can have a different firmness on their side, totally different. For example, my Sleep Number setting is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40 or 45. Sometimes it's 70, but it's different than mine. Sometimes I can change my Sleep Number setting to 55, but it's always around in that one area. But I have the ability to change it. And with the new Sleep Number beds, the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, as you move during the night, it adjusts to you, to how you move during the night. And every so often, you know, you have one of those nights where you kind of tossing and turning, or at least you don't realize it, but you're kind of moving around in a bed. Now, here's the other thing about Sleep Number. Sleep Number is rated as one of the top beds by J.D. Roberts, also by Consumer Reports. And if you're thinking about, gosh, you know what do I give her for Christmas? What do I give him for Christmas? It's not too late to run down to the Target Shopping Center, go into the Sleep Number store, hop on the bed, see what great beds they are, and buy a Sleep Number bed. And now through December 24th, you can get special financing for 48 months on all beds with a Sleep Number credit card, subject to credit approval, of course, and equal monthly payments. But Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. So head on down there to the Target Shopping Center and see what a good night's sleep can be. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:19 in the morning, right here on the 20th of December, 50 degrees.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hard-working Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance RZR. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR 1460. Our new studios. This is the first week of our new studios. Is this cool or what? And Bob Belange and Ashley S. has done such a great job. And they're not finished in here. They're going to be pulling some more equipment out of here, so it's all going back in our production room. We'll have room in here for all of the Madrigal singers could come rolling in here. Probably most of the cast from a Cascade Christmas can all come in and sing. Plus, we have extra microphones. This is just great down here. Starting our 10th year. So we're really, really, really happy to be able to do this. And thank you so much for your support out there for Reading and the North State, everything you've done for us out there. Hey, this portion of the show, just like this, is brought to us by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, the 2017 Health Grade Patient Safety Excellence Award, being in the top 50 hospitals and for cardiac treatment in the United States, all is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, you know, if there's a young man that plays football by the name of, he's this Kansas City Chiefs quarterback named Patrick Mahomes, and he loves ketchup. He loves ketchup, and he puts ketchup on everything. He puts it on mac and cheese. He puts it on a steak. He puts it on his eggs. He puts it on everything. I know it's hard to believe, but he does. So who did he just sign a big endorsement with?
Sriracha?
No, not Sriracha. He signed a big, big contract with Hunt's Ketchup on Wednesday to be their brand ambassador. He said they were going to give him ketchup for life if he threw for 57 touchdowns, Patrick Mahomes, you know, from Kansas City Chiefs. Well, you look familiar. You look like Trish Clark.
Good morning, Carl.
Kind of look like Trish Clark.
Kind of look like Trish Clark with yesterday's makeup and hairdo.
I just said it's because your Sleep Number bed is so good.
And that's exactly true. That and the fact that I think I set the alarm for 5:30 p.m.
Oh, that
rather
could be
than a.m. And so I'm sure it'll go off this evening, but... So sorry, Carl.
Anyway, this young man, Mahomes, I've watched him play, and he just brings excitement. He's, you know, the defender will have their arms around his right arm and his leg, and they're starting to go down. He puts the ball in his left hand. He throws a pass with his left hand. Now, albeit it is not the great pass, but it gets down the field where it's supposed to go. And he's just an exciting young man to watch play football. And he seems like a nice kid. You know,
he's playing for who?
He plays for Kansas City, and Kansas City's 11-3 this year. They're in the playoffs. So, but I guess he eats ketchup on everything. So he says, I put it on my steak, I put it on my eggs, I put it on my mac and cheese, you know, ketchup.
Now, I had a friend that did that, and
I had a family. I had my Uncle Jim's family, and I mean, so all my cousins. And all, they would put ketchup on their scrambled eggs.
Uh-huh.
Do you do
that's
that?
Good. No, that's good.
Do you do that?
When we do the breakfast at the senior center,
yeah,
we have ketchup and hot sauce, and a lot of people like ketchup or hot sauce.
Well, now hot sauce on the eggs, I can understand that,
but ketchup, yeah,
the ketchup,
yeah.
But I will tell you this: is one day I was at a place that said, "Oh, we don't have any ketchup." And I'd had French fries. And you know what? I ate like a third of the French fries. Because I kind of figures that, you know what? Maybe it's the ketchup I like.
Well, I like the mayonnaise. I like mayonnaise on French fries.
Well, that's weird.
Okay.
No, I know other people that do that too.
Yeah.
And if you're over in England, they put vinegar on their French fries.
Which they don't call French fries. They call...
Chips.
They call them chips.
Right. So, you know, you can do that. And, you know, that tastes okay, too. But I wonder just how big a deal this is for this young man. I hope it's big. He's, you know what, he's fun to watch playing. And he's 22 years old.
Yeah.
So you see him on the sidelines. He looks like he's 15. And he's playing with all these big guys.
Yeah, and you hope he doesn't get hurt along the way and his career is good. You know, I have to tell you, he keeps his head screwed on straight. I didn't know that because I have not watched an NFL game in almost 2 years now.
Well, you know what? I'm back to watching NFL. You know, I don't go out of my way to watch a game, but if I'm home, I'll put it on. Because most of those, almost every one of the teams are all standing now. And I think the last thing that anybody said was there was one of the cheerleaders didn't stand, and really, who cares? And so then I started going by percentages. So
well,
if one person or two people
know,
out of the whole NFL
does there you go, and that's how every principle, every right, everything we have, we let them slip away.
No, because
our principles go, oh, well, just a few people are doing it, so we'll just let it go. They said, we're going to continue to do it. We said, well, we're not going to watch you, and then we said... Oh, well, okay, you can do whatever you want to do. And that's how we go with all the words, Well, you don't say it out loud, but you're watching football. So
yeah.
did we make a point, or didn't they?
If nobody in the teams is kneeling, why can't I watch it?
Oh, you just know that's not what you said. You said just a few of them are.
No. What I said in the whole NFL, I think there's just a couple of them that are doing it. You don't even see it anymore.
I know, because they made their point, and we didn't win our right. Nobody won. We just go ahead, and now it's okay to do it.
I'll tell you who lost was the NFL did lose.
If you look at their stadiums. The statistics are down, and their money's down.
Well, here's the thing, too. If you want to start getting into the NFL, if you want to talk about things that aren't fair, here's people that will spend literally a whole week's pay for a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
To go see somebody play like that, and then to be disrespected by the team, and this is what happened in many of the cases. You know, these are blue collar guys and girls that
they're Americans who are proud of their country and proud of their military, and that
hit the NFL where it really counts, and that's in the pocketbook.
Yeah.
So, but they've made the rules that you know if I have not seen even a photo. Of anybody kneeling.
Well, that's right, because we said, you can't do that. They said, yes, we can. We said, okay, we won't show it or talk about it anymore, and we'll just go forward.
We just won't go to games.
Well, some people did that. I did, but some people,
it
doesn't matter.
I boycotted for 2 years.
No, I watch college football. And Sunday's kind of the football day. So I end up taping games on Saturday. And then on Sunday, when I get my football thing, I sit down and watch my games. And I miss it a little, but not all that much. Move on to other things.
So we have a phone call. Hang on for a second.
We have Nick on the line.
Nick, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Just for the record, I like mustard on my hash browns.
Do you like mustard on your hash browns?
That's cool.
No, that's cool. I've never tried that.
Listen, you're going to have Julie and Barry.
Oh, this is going to be a great show.
I didn't want to call and interrupt with this. I thought maybe you could bring it up. I was at the meeting Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And their cure to the homeless is no campfires and no camping in the parks after dark.
Right.
And evidently they think just keeping moving them around with quality of life enforcement is the answer. I pitched the idea that we need to have a designated place for them, and that was the only place they could camp. You heard that. I've written a letter to the editor. I hope they'll print it, and I hope everybody will read it. But it seems the city seems to think, or our elders seem to think, that they're going to put in an overnight place with 100 beds, and that's going to cure the problem. And that's not going to cure the problem. I would like you to ask them what their thoughts are on giving them a permanent camp place. And another place that would be good for it is the old dump off of Buenaventura up there. Let them camp on that.
The old what?
The old dump. Oh. Just south of Holiday Market. It's covered, and it's off Buenaventura. It's a great big open space up there. They could camp up there till their heart's content.
Is that by the Benton Airfield?
It's just west of it.
Okay.
And, there's spots all over they could make a designated camping area.
And so who's going to, are they going to have, like, porta potties out there?
Why not?
And is the city going to take responsibility for that whole area?
Well, why wouldn't they? They're shoving them off into private spots now. Who's going to take responsibility when they burn our town down? We have a city government to take responsibility for these kinds of things.
Well, don't you think that, one of the things they said is the Good News Rescue Mission always has open beds, and you don't have to go through any of their Christian teachings to be able to stay there for 30 days.
Well, why?
Doesn't seem like that's worked. And let me bring something else to your attention, Carl. I called up and cornered Jonathan Anderson on your show about 3 years ago, and he denied that there was a 30-day limit. Do you remember that? You questioned him real heavy on that.
That they had a 30-day limit or they didn't?
He claimed they didn't.
That they could stay as long as they want?
That's what he said.
Well, what I'm reading right now is 30 days. So.
Well, I know that. I know that. Yeah. I don't think he was being honest with us.
Oh, well...
It was in reference to a letter I wrote to the editor.
Uh-huh.
But in any event, I would like you to broach that subject a little bit.
Well, that's one of the things that I'm going to talk about. I've got a whole list of things. I do want to talk about, of course, the Bocelli. I want to spend some time on that. But then I want to move into not only the homeless thing about the little barriers and moving people around, but also about the fire claims that they've denied and which is going to lead to a class action suit by Dugan Barr. I'm just going to ask him about that, too.
And I didn't want to call up and interrupt your show off the subject matter. That's why I called now and asked you to bring it up.
I will do that, buddy.
You might even mention what the traffic impact is going to be on Bocelli Lane when they move the casino over there.
Well, probably could get that, too. I don't know if they've seen that. Nick,
yeah.
Thanks a lot, buddy. Uh-huh. Hey, thanks for caring about our city, Nick.
I do. I care about my hometown an awful lot.
I know you do, and I sincerely meant that when I say thank you for this, because you know what? You ask good questions. You're not rude to people. You say, look, what's the answer on this? And I think it's great what you do. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
You bet. All right. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at River Common Senior Living. You know what? It's kind of like a cruise ship. I just kind of make this up. It's kind of like a cruise ship.
Because you got a gourmet chef, you've got activities director, you get to go out on all these trips all over the place in the North State. You don't have to clean up after yourself. You don't have to cut the grass. You don't have to do the dishes. You just have a nice time. This is senior living. This is not assisted living. This is senior living out there, you know, dancing and music and all those things. Give them a call at 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living is located right on Hartnell Avenue. Go on down, have lunch, take a tour, talk to the people. You're not going to be sorry for this. River Commons Senior Living, 238-5981. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American-made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trishy.
Good morning, Carl. I feel a bit not together yet.
Well, you look great, kiddo. So, hey, it is Thursday, the 20th of December, 7:39 in the morning. It's 50 degrees. Going to go up like 54 today. We're going to have some rain later on today. Weather report, of course, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Good people down there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Just had a big, they had their Christmas get together last night, Northern Firearms Instruction did. And Ted Lighty, who is still on, he's going around on a scooter, on this little, with his knee up on the scooter because he had a foot operation. So his call sign now is Scooter Lighty, which he's not real crazy about, but, you know, it's all he can do. He can't catch you.
We can say
things to him and then just trot away. And
yeah, but he has probably, you know, he's young enough. He probably has a pretty good memory.
He probably, well, it's not only that, but he's probably armed. Yeah, he's probably armed, too. But yeah. Anyway, Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, started right here in Redding. Go to the website, usgunpro.com. All the new rules, and we heard some of them yesterday with the sheriff, all these new rules, especially for people with concealed carry that want to do concealed carry, or just learn more about firearms, just maybe wanting to have one in your house and want to learn how to safely use it, and all the laws that go along with that. Northern Firearms Instruction, usgunpro.com. Or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Well, Chris and I are here with Christine from the American Legion family. And Christine's got a problem that we're going to try and help her with.
And everybody should have this problem.
So, Christine, what's the problem the American Legion has right now?
Well, we have have established an emergency assistance fund for veterans that are from the car fire.
That have been touched by the car fire. They've either been burnt out, they've lost things, they've been damaged. Sometimes the houses are still there, but they have extensive smoke damage and things just aren't working anymore.
Right, and we have a fund set up to qualify. You don't need to be a member of the American Legion. All you need is your DD-214 or another qualifying document.
If you don't know what a DD-214 is, then you probably don't.
Probably
qualify.
Not a veteran.
But
right?
It may be your parents do, or your son does, or your daughter does. DD-214 just shows their service to the country. Everybody gets one of those when you matriculate out of the service. When you're discharged from the service, everybody gets a 214 telling where they served or how long they served, where they were at, their awards, several other things. But what it does is it establishes your service for our country.
And our Veterans Affairs Chairman, Pam Wolbert, likes to drill into you that you do not give out your DD-214 to anybody. You don't email it. You don't photocopy it. You don't give it out to anyone. And she has been known to make grown men cry over that fact.
So there.
But we have this fund. And to qualify, if you want to call Pam, she's at 530-275-5212, and she can help get you set up, see if you qualify or not. The Ladies Auxiliary of the American Legion makes the determination and disperses whatever you're qualified for.
Okay, so now you're talking about, you know, you just bought a refrigerator the other day for people. Now, you know, there's many places that seek help, but this is for veterans. And,
yes.
And you've got to come in, and you know, you've got to say, you know, you got to show that you're a veteran. But after that, now you can get, if your refrigerator was off and it was, then all the food in that refrigerator rotted for like 10 days. Most refrigerators are not salvageable after that.
No.
So you may need and for some reason your insurance doesn't pay, or maybe you don't have enough insurance. So this is one of the ways to help people out that maybe didn't have everything covered. So
true.
What are things that you will cover?
Well, like you said, refrigerators, clothing, microwave, somebody just got a washer and dryer, monetary stuff like that. Not so much rebuilding a house. They're not geared to pay taxes or to get a place painted. But these are things that you physically lost.
That you can
that you need
now,
on a daily basis.
Do you give them the cash for that, or do you buy it for them?
I believe we buy it for them.
Okay.
So you
and
just
that's
find
a good thing.
Yeah.
So what we need to do is let all the veterans out there know.
Yes.
If they were impacted by the car fire, if you have a need, like that some piece of an appliance or something you need for your household, to give a call and let you determine whether they can help you or not.
That's true.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
And then you'll go out. They'll find it. You'll go out and buy it.
That's it. And we are also taking donations for the same fund. So if anybody would like to make a donation, and they're all tax deductible, you can send it to the American Legion Auxiliary at 1214 Liddell, L-E-D-E-L-L, Drive here in Reading, 96002, and make sure you put on the cashier's check or money order. Make sure you put on their Veterans Assistance Fund car fire or something
or
to
car
that
fire.
Car fire. Just anything on there that will show it.
Car fire victims or
so
something
that way you
that
know
effect.
We know exactly where to put it.
Well,
and
you
exactly
know, here's,
what to use it for.
What we're going
to
do is put it out in our let's put it out on the website, Ashley. This information here, you know, for veterans that have maybe lost, you know, some veterans were in, maybe they were in mobile homes, things like this, that their insurance wasn't very much. And this, you know, so they can get the home again, but they all those little things, not little, but things like, what about stoves?
Yes.
Same thing, stoves, washing machines, microwaves, all those kind of things that this Veterans Fund, this Car Fire Fund set up by the American Legion can help.
You know, I had a question the other day, and perhaps you can address it. There was another fire concurrent up on the freeway at the same time that we had the car fire. There's been funds set up for the car fire. There's been funds set up for the campfire.
This was the Diablo fire, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've forgotten the name, but some of those people are kind of feeling like they've been left in the cracks if they got impacted.
They're in between the car and the camp.
Right. When we set this up, it was the car fire.
And so,
anything that's come subsequent would have to.
Latin was basically going on at the same time, if you remember.
They'd have to have a separate.
Yeah, but it was called a separate.
It was a separate incident, but it was going on at the same time. I think we at some point.
That's the one that burnt around the Lake Shasta.
Yeah.
Burnt that way. Okay.
And
well, Christine, thank you so much for coming in here today with the American Legion family. And again, this is they have funds available for those veterans that were impacted by the car fire, and you know maybe your insurance wasn't enough, maybe you just need some extra help on this. You come on down and you show that you're a veteran with your 214 or whatever else you have, and then they're going to help you. You find it, they'll buy it, and you can now be assisted that way. If you have any questions, call Pam at 275-5212. If you have a computer, we're going to put it out over Free Fire Radio on our Facebook site, too. So, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for coming in. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas. And thank you for what you do. Very much.
Thank you for helping us get it out there.
Well, you know, we're trying here. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. You know, when you think about Four Winds Jewelry, you got to think to yourself, this is the place that a guy should run to this as fast as he can if he doesn't have the right present. Because Rebecca, Henry, and Leonard are more than happy to show you all the great things they have.
They have wonderful
things.
Linda
was in there. She gave me a little list. You know, it's going to be a little list this year.
I wish I had someone to give a list to. I had to buy it for myself.
Well, you know what? Here it is.
Put that out on the air.
She shows me this photo, and I show her a photo of the FM antenna that just cost $3,000.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I show her that, and she shows me this, and I go, so want to go on the air this year or next year? And she goes, so we have devoted our Christmas to putting this station on the air.
Oh, for sure.
Well, you have to. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break at 7:48 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and they are having a huge sale right now.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 22nd from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing and host your dinner so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family. Our menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roasted turkey, and seasonal crab with an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults, $25. River Club card. Children, $10. And children under 5 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Download the Wind River app. Holidays are better at the river. Your
story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600, license number 0D09479.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, epicenter of change in downtown Reading. I could think because we were changing, the whole city started changing because we were down here.
I think that's true. I think you guys started the ball rolling.
I think we started ball rolling.
I think so.
Let's tell them. You know what? We've got the mayor and the city manager out there. We'll have to tell them that and see if we can get a hoorah on that one.
Yeah.
7:52 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Clyde is the man. You're looking at home electronics, over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers. Give him a call, 221-4144. Clyde, great guy. The original Clyde. Okay, now, since I had to carry the show for the first half hour,
I know
it's your turn.
Well,
what's on your mind? You listened to us. Listen to us coming in,
and I did, and I listened to you coming in because I managed to record time. I left the house at 7:09, so I didn't miss a lot of your show. But I did. You know, I have to tell you that I've operated for the last 2 years under the full belief that Trump was going to beat him. I think that I thought our president could override all of the things that they're throwing at him. And now I have to tell you, the last couple of weeks, I'm to the point. I mean,
you mean on the legal side or the political side?
The whole deal.
You think they've worn him down?
I can't believe, and I hate almost to say this because it isn't, the shoe hasn't really fallen yet, but it looks, for all intents and purposes, like he's going to cave on this whole thing with
the wall.
It looks like he's going to go ahead and sign another continuing resolution without shutting down the government, which I think he should do. I think he should absolutely just go. He said he would, and he should do it because it doesn't cause anybody any problems. Shutting down the government is a fallacy.
It's only like 25% of the government.
It's a joke. It's a day off, and they all get their money anyway, and it doesn't do a thing. My point is that they had an opportunity, even though, okay, we have a new Congress coming in January, we have a Republican-controlled House, Senate, and presidency right now who could pass any darn bill they want to because we still have a majority.
They won't.
That's my point.
They won't. They won't.
They haven't supported him. They haven't done a thing. No. I think he should have held not the Democrats' feet to the fire. He should have showed where the problem is by pointing out we still have control of the House. We still have control of the Senate. We can pass a bill by Republicans to do whatever we want to at this point, and we can do that before the first of the year, and it can be signed into law. And if he had done that, he would have illustrated to the American people what the problem is. Now it's going to be his fault. He didn't do it. That's the perception. It isn't true. But he needed to call out all of these Republicans who are retiring, all these Republicans who ran on one thing and didn't do it, Obamacare, uh-huh. All of the above. He should have brought forward all of those bills, made them say, okay, now do it or be held responsible. Shut down the government 2 days, a week, a month. It wouldn't make any difference and move forward. He missed his chance, and I have to tell you, I just am very deflated.
You know what's bothering me is, and I haven't looked at it really deep, but this pulling troops out of Syria, even if it's only 2,000 troops, Lindsey Graham, who I've gotten a new respect for in the last 6 months, not in everything, of course, but he said this is the worst, this is an Obama kind of mistake. Because if you remember what Obama did, even though it was on a much larger scale, a hugely larger scale, when he pulled all the troops out of Iraq and it ended up with ISIS, we ended up with ISIS.
Yeah.
Trump's pulling 2,000 American troops out of Syria. That leaves Putin's, and things haven't settled down yet. And I'm not sure why he's doing it, except they've said is this is just another phase of what we're going to do to fight ISIS, that we've defeated ISIS. And you know what? We've defeated ISIS, and we've moved them out of Iraq. We've moved them out of these areas where they had, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of square miles of control. Now it's almost nothing. But they're not dead. It's like the Taliban. We can hunt them down and kill them.
And they pop up
pop up later. And so, like Afghanistan, how long are we going to be in Afghanistan? Is this going to be a 50-year war? If it is, we need to tell the American people this is going to be 50 years. I'm wondering about that. But this thing with the wall is symbolic.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's the whole thing. It's symbolic.
He said he was going to build it. And you know what? I think he probably will, and I think there's probably every opportunity for him to pull money out of someplace else and build the wall, and I think he'll go ahead and do that. That's not the point. The point is he made such an issue out of it, he laid down his sword. I hate to say it, but it almost looks like he drew a line in the sand, and then he's backing off of the line in the sand.
Well, you know, anytime somebody draws a line in the sand, you know, to me, the sand,
if you're going to say it, then you've got to live with it.
Well, the whole concept of drawing a line in the sand is stupid.
Well, I mean,
drawing a line in the sand when
then
the wind...
Don't do it then.
But the wind blows, and the line's gone.
So if
you've got to draw a line, just make it a firm line. A line in the sand means it's wavering, means it can go anywhere. And so every time I hear that, I think
he brilliantly set up Pelosi and Schumer in that open, you know, the meeting with the press and came right out and was emphatic about it. He should have gone ahead and done it. He should not sign that.
He hasn't done it yet.
And I'm hoping that he doesn't. He really literally needs to just say, you know what, I'm not signing this, and then go to Mar-a-Lago or wherever he goes, and just walk away and let him sit there.
Let it shut down.
And let it shut down.
Just say, hey, okay, I won't take my pay this year. Oh, I already don't.
Well, no, I think he should. I think he should say, you know what, You guys don't ever want to come. Well, okay, we're just going to take a break now. I'll see you after the first of the year.
Well, and we're getting ready to take a break now and for the news. And then we come back, we'll have Mayor of Reading, Julie Winter. We'll have the Reading City Manager, Barry Tippin. And Russ Winham, who is the traffic expert. We're going to be talking about a number of things that impact on our fair city of Reading. We'll be right back after these messages. It's the 20th of December. It's 51 degrees.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, some questions starting to surface about whether President Trump will sign a temporary government funding bill if it's approved by the House. That measure would avert a partial government shutdown tomorrow, but it does not include funds for a border wall, which is one of the president's priorities. And a House Republican news conference, which had been scheduled for this morning, was abruptly called off, perhaps owing to an ongoing impasse over government funding and the border wall. The president standing firm on his plan to pull all American troops out of Syria.
The president is defending his decision to withdraw troops from Syria, an announcement that has been criticized by lawmakers, military advisers, and foreign allies. In several tweets, Mr. Trump responds to the criticism, asking, does the USA want to be the policeman of the Middle East, and do we want to be there forever? He says ISIS has been defeated, and it's time to come home and rebuild.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A holiday traveler's nightmare at one of the world's busiest airports, Britain's Gatwick Airport, shut down this morning after at least one drone was spotted over the airfield. Closure disrupting the travel plans of tens of thousands of flyers.
There are currently 20 police teams searching for the operator of the drone. It's not believed to be terror-related, but they have described this incident as deliberate. The disruption has been huge in scale. I was inside and there were queues snaking from every direction.
That's a BBC's Natasha Hull at Gatwick. The Justice Department charging two Chinese citizens with carrying out an extensive hacking campaign aimed at stealing data from U.S. companies. On Wall Street this morning, stocks adding to yesterday's losses. The Dow is down about 167 points at the moment. The S&P off 10. The Nasdaq Composite Index down 30 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-6 671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
There are concerns abroad about the president's plan to pull American troops out of Syria.
The presence of American troops in northeast Syria has been a buffer between Kurdish fighters known as the YPG and Turkey, which calls the Kurdish militia terrorists. The Turkish government will see Donald Trump's announcement of a withdrawal of U.S. soldiers as a green light to launch a long-promised cross-border incursion against the YPG, with Turkey's defense minister warning that they'll be buried in the ditches they dug. The YPG have been at the forefront of the fight against so-called Islamic State. The withdrawal of the American forces they fought beside makes them extremely vulnerable.
That report from the BBC's Mark Lowen. North Korea is insisting it will never unilaterally give up its nuclear weapons unless the United States first removes what Pyongyang is calling a nuclear threat posed by the U.S. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Major League Baseball in Cuba have a big deal.
MLB's Players Association and the Cuban Baseball Federation reached an agreement that will allow players from the island nation to sign big league contracts in the U.S. without defecting, an effort to eliminate the dangerous trafficking that had gone on for decades. The agreement allows Cubans to sign under rules similar to those for players under contract to clubs in Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. Only players under contract to the Cuban Federation are covered by the agreement, and the Cuban Federation agreed to release all players 25 and older with at least 6 years of professional experience. Keith Peters reporting.
Some of the numbers looking a bit more favorable for prospective home buyers. Freddie Mac reports home mortgage rates dropped to a three-month low. 30-year fixed-rate mortgage down to 4.62% this week. There's some evidence that would-be buyers have been waiting for rates to decline before making their move into the market. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460, December the 20th. 2018, about 8:05 and 30 seconds after the hour, and the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Expanded products is getting ready for Christmas. Get your box of cigars or any of those neat things you can get. Great customer service. They do so much for our community down there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. If it's Thursday, it's Trish.
And good morning, and we are looking for rain. Overnight, a 20% chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 44 on and a high today of 54. Friday, a 20% chance of showers before 10 a.m., and then on we're going to have partly cloudy and a low around 38. Saturday, mostly sunny, 30% chance of rain Saturday night. On Sunday, a chance of rain, a chance of rain on Sunday night. And on Monday, rain likely, and on Christmas Day, a chance of showers. So we're going to hang around in the 50s, lows in the high 30s and low 40s. Kind of a misty, soak-in kind of rain. We like that. Don't want a whole bunch of rain at one time because it's not really good for our scarred mountains and streams around here. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Now, one of the big things that everybody talks about in our city is all the construction that's going on. Our downtown is exploding. They're actually starting work on the county courthouse, it looks like. They're putting a fence around it, and they're saying maybe actually moving dirt at the beginning of the year. All the buildings down here, we could actually see three cranes downtown, maybe at one time. So, and I've got the mayor nodding her head. I have the city manager. He never nods his head. He never nods. It's always back and forth. It's never up and down. If you ever know said about Barry, he never just immediately agrees with anything. Yeah, and no, that's not true all the time. Okay. Anyway, but here's the big thing. As we had on last Thursday, as you remember, we had John Dunlap, who, first of all, we had Rick Bassetti, who was just extolling the virtues, you know, being part of the city planning group, of the Bocelli-Costco move. And then Brent Weaver came on, and the same thing. Well, John Dunlap says, not so fast, we have a lot of questions. And so after that, and he did have questions.
He did, and he had some specific issues about the roundabout, some pedestrian crossways, some things that certainly bring to light some thought processes that didn't quite look, if that's the real story, if that can work really well.
Well, we didn't hear the other side of that, really. So now we have Julie Winters, our mayor, and congratulations on Mayor Winters.
Thank you.
And, of course, Barry Tippin, our city manager. We're going to have to be sharing right here until we get our another. You know, we can actually now start putting the fifth microphone in here. We're going to start doing that, too. And then our traffic engineer, our traffic expert, Russ
Winham,
of course, So we're going to be here, and we're going to be talking about a number of things here since we got some of the city leadership here. But we're going to start off with the development on Bocelli, because it's more than just the Costco. There's also Rich Development, I think, or whoever's owning this, also wants to put in another 70,000 square feet of stores.
And then there's also the shopping center across the freeway that's also going to feed into that same basic traffic pattern in some manner. And then you've also got the potential of the casino.
Right. There.
All on that one. Makes one stop and think about the traffic flow.
Let's start with the mayor. And then we can move into, and we'll have the mayor kind of like point us in the right direction. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I'm glad you're here today. Thank you all for coming in today. The impact of having Costco staying in our city. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. It's huge, and it has always been the goal of the city to keep Costco here. Mr. Tippin could correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking, if I can remember right, Costco brings in about $1 million in tax revenue to our sales tax.
I think it's over that, isn't it?
Might even
about
be
$4 million?
About more than that.
Oh, it's not $4 million? Okay, well, you need to, yeah.
Okay, so, but that, you know, that's significant if you think about how many.
But let's not skip over that. Because the figure 4 and 5 million, 4.5 million, has been bandied around.
That's what John was saying that.
So
all
we're
the time.
Actually talking $1 million.
Is my understanding? It's $1 million a year.
That's more or less correct. It's mostly less than that. They're oftentimes not the highest sales tax contributor to the city coffers.
Uh-huh.
Also, don't want to go too far down that line, because the individual sales tax from individual commercial companies is proprietary information.
Okay.
So Costco is okay with that discussion, as far as I know, but others are not. So
all right. Good to know. Thank
you. Okay. So we've been using that term 4.5 million because that's what's been told to us. So that's good to know that it's
perhaps
it's
a considerable sales tax generator.
Maybe 25% of that. Yeah.
They are considerable, and they're always in our top.
Okay. All right. Okay. So
better information.
We've been, as people know, they've been talking about Oasis, Julie, for
right.
10 years?
They've been wanting to expand for quite some time. We know that, and we know that they wanted to add gas station, large gas stations. So Russ could probably speak to how many fueling stations they're going to have. But it's significant in that there's potential if they're right on that. And they've wanted to be on I-5. I mean, that's a priority for them, to be on I-5. They're wanting to capture that traffic, understandably so, to increase their income as well. So we're trying to meet their needs and our needs as well.
There was objections by saying that they hadn't been planned for that area in there. It had been planned for like 75,000 square feet. Now it's like almost triple that. Is that true?
I don't know. I think Barry could probably speak to that better than myself.
Yeah, this is Russ. And I'll speak to that. What he's referring to is that the current general plan designation caps out the size of an individual building.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's not the total square footage that could have been built on that site under current configuration. So it's a complete misstatement that's being made. You know, the difference is 70,000 each as the current max size building under that designation versus Costco wants to do 150 some odd thousand square foot.
Right.
And quite frankly, that every square foot you add on a larger building, the amount of traffic impact goes down. You have more traffic impact from a small fast food joint per square foot of building than you do from a Costco per square foot of building. So it's not a case of the sky is falling, the difference between what's proposed and what's in the general plan.
The 75,000 they used in the proposed 220,000 square feet of buildings then does the zoning have to be changed or anything like that?
Are you doing a general plan amendment and zone change?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, as a general plan amendment and zone change, as is done for. Quite frankly, almost every major project. It was done at Oasis. It was done at the Dana Hilltop area. It was done, you know, right and left. The general plan is a living document. It's constantly changing. It's The limitation on the general plan changes are the state law says four times a year it can change. Well, that's to bring a little bit of order to the whole thing. But the general plan is changing all the time in the city of Reading and every city.
Oh, absolutely. But to be clear, it is a larger when it was zoned that way. It was anticipated and set in the general plan as a certain size, and in fact, you are increasing that somewhat and changing the characteristics of it.
Not that
there's anything wrong, but that is what you're doing.
You're absolutely right, okay. Trish. So there's two changes. One is a bigger amount of acreage, which also directly relates to bigger total square footage, and then also the size of the individual or the largest building is changing. So, yes, no question about it. There is a change.
Okay.
And it's
okay.
a significant change.
Yeah. And but okay. that's legal, and that's done.
That's
all
why
the time.
They make arrangements to have it changed 4 times a year.
Here's one of the objectives. Well, those people that bought in those houses back there, you know, back then in that subdivision, did not know they were going to have a 207 or 250,000 square foot area there with 30 gas pumps built in that neighborhood. I have my thoughts on that, but I want to hear Julie's.
Well, that's true. However, I mean, you think about that's space that common sense would tell you is going to be developed. It's along I-5. It's prime real estate for future development. And there are no guarantees that there aren't going to be general plan changes going forward. That, as Russ just said, it is a living document. It changes and it needs change within the city. And so I don't know. I just don't see the changes that are going to be happening with upcoming with this with the plan amendments as, I mean, they are significant, but it's in line with the growth of the city.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're here with Mayor Julie Winters and our city manager, Barry Tipman, and Russ Winhaven, who is here as the traffic engineer who's done a lot of these studies, done this for a long time. We're going to be right back after these messages. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing us this segment. Alliance Heating and Air voted best in the North State, and there's a reason. They are. Give them a call. 2246, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. This is what we use for our home. They're really great. Okay, we'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Reading, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Piyush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Piyush Danuka.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Reading Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Reading Kia.
And as the marketing director for Reading Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Reading Kia, Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
The light up the holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Far, he'll find me Christmas Eve. I guess that Santa's busy, 'cause he's never come around.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Trish Clark and I here on a Thursday, and we're here with the our mayor, Julie Winters, and our city manager, Barry Tippin, and Russ Winhoven.
Winham.
You know, it's close enough.
I got Russ right.
There you go.
Which is good for me on a Thursday. We're talking about the Bocelli construction, the Costco construction of Bocelli. There's been opposition to it, and we've discussed the fact that, yeah, there was the plan, but the general plan is being changed all the time, and it's done all the time everywhere. It's being changed this time. And this is prime land on the freeway. Nobody's picked it just because of the houses that were there, because there's no personal animosity going on here for this. This was a place that they wanted to build. One of the things that was brought up was the traffic and the problems with the traffic, including the payment on who pays for all of these, all of the roundabouts, all the lights, all these other things. So let's start with the traffic part. And whoever wants to address this first, Barry or Russ, this shows 9,000 trips a day in this area, more than it has. And some people will tell you that if you look at that overpass, that right now it gets backed up. So how do you mitigate all this traffic?
So I'll let Russ handle the technical aspects of the traffic and the new traffic designs that were required, and then after he's done, I can address some of the payment issues.
Okay.
Yeah, what we end up doing when we look at our traffic impacts is we say, okay, let's look now, let's look into the future, let's look at reasonably foreseeable other developments. In this particular case, we built in conjunction with the city and Caltrans, growth assumptions that are pretty extensive to make sure we're master planning as we should. From that, we then come up with solutions to mitigate the impacts, meaning physical improvements. And when you build, and we have that at this point, it's pretty well laid out. No, we're not building the ultimate improvements that are needed in 2040, but it is proposed to build right around that interchange area everything needed to mitigate Costco's impact, and then some. And the "and then some" is probably where Barry can speak to, okay, how are these things financed? The "and then some," you go out and you put in a new traffic signal, for example, it may meet the capacity of the immediate new development that's occurring, but it also has a bunch of additional capacity that then meets the needs into the future. And so that's part of the discussion of how things are paid for.
Well,
let's
go on back to the traffic plan.
I tried to hand it off to you, Barry.
No, that's not yet. We're talking about 9,000 cars that we're talking about, trucks. We're talking about the use of a big roundabout. And I've told people this. I have no problem with roundabouts. I've used them. I think it makes for frankly, more polite driving when you're coming in this. But we're going to have major trucks coming through over this roundabout. We have crosswalks going across each one of the lanes coming into the roundabouts.
And they're uncontrolled pedestrian crosswalks.
And they're uncontrolled. I mean, it's not like there's going to be a light there.
You can't
there.
Push a button and stop all the traffic. And
yeah. So how does that
work?
Isn't that going to, I mean, that to me seems like kind of a severe impact on the traffic right around there.
Right. Let me hit those a couple at a time. Number one, we analyze and we design roundabouts in today's day and age to meet the capacity needs. So it's going to be able to handle the traffic. Number two, handling the trucks. We design them and we have truck turn templates that will meet, in this particular case, every truck that is expected to come through this area without question. Anybody that says otherwise just is not reading the factual information that's out there.
So the 18-wheelers coming through there, yeah. The ones hauling two trucks, can they haul two trailers?
Yeah. Two trailers are allowed here in California without a permit. And
So it's going to be set up for that?
Absolutely. We've designed as a firm a roundabout that's the main entrance to the Walmart Distribution Center down in Porterville. We're currently right now under contract in Tama County to design a roundabout at the freeway interchange at South Main that serves all the traffic along 99W, including the Walmart Distribution Center. So we really should just set the truck argument aside. The things that people say just are not factual.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe that was a little blunt. I felt like Barry there for a minute.
Well, no. It's what you're saying is, hey, look, you throw this out, but it has been planned for, so it's not true. We plan for that.
Well, and that's really what you want to do. I think that what we try to do on the radio show is speak plainly.
Yeah.
So that they don't hang. I sit at the other end. And go, okay, now they're just double-talking us.
That's right.
So
I understand.
No,
these are perfect answers. We've looked at
that. So address the pedestrians.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Pedestrians are a classic issue that comes up. And so, number one, I'm going to say, let's go to statistics. And the before and after studies of roundabouts, thousands of them in the U.S., show that the collision rates and the major and fatal injuries on pedestrians are way less at roundabouts than they are at signals. I challenge you, anyone that would think otherwise, to go out to Cypress and Churn Creek. Let's not even go to the freeway. Let's go Cypress and Churn Creek, a nice big intersection. And just for fun, during the peak hour, walk across that crosswalk where you actually do have a walk and everyone stops. That is one unsettling experience. As compared to crossing two lanes with 20-mile-per-hour traffic, in this case, in all likelihood, probably with what are called rectangular rapid flashing beacons, they only cost about $15,000 per approach, roadway approach. You push a button as a ped, you get some amazing flashing beacons with huge compliance rates of vehicle stopping. I'm going to go there. I feel like I can do this since I'm
sure.
On your show.
Yeah.
When the speeds are so low, and just go look at some charts on what happens, the severity of collisions and fatalities, major injuries based upon speed. When people get hit at traditional traffic signals, the majority of them are higher speed collisions because of what I just described. When you do in fact get hit, and it does happen on a much lower percentage, mm-hmm. but when it does happen at a roundabout, the injuries are less or the injuries are minor. It's just physics. And so it does work. I didn't believe it either 15 years ago. Until I went out and I personally visited and walked multiple roundabouts that are bigger and battered than this one to kind of get a feel for it.
So you don't believe then that, I mean, I don't know how much foot traffic there is because we're talking about a whole lot of new stores and all this and the amount of foot traffic that can slow down. Have you done a study on how much foot traffic it can go across there before it really has an impact?
Yes. Now, I don't remember those numbers, but when we do our modeling, which is full simulation of how the roundabout works, we put in the number of pedestrians that are predicted short-term and long-term. This particular location probably won't ever have a super heavy pedestrian volume because it's commercial to commercial. It's not like there's a great big multifamily residential area next door. But we built it in. We built in assumptions that were vetted by Caltrans and the city, and we did our analysis. And so it's in there because that to make sure that it will work.
Okay, well, let's switch over to Barry then real quick. Barry. When one of the other complaints was is that only 20% of all of these millions of dollars that we're paying for the roads and the lights and all this stuff is being paid for by the developers, and 80% is being paid for by us, the citizens.
So that's, first off, that's a misnomer, because what happens, and this happens with any large development that has improvements that are required that are also in the city's traffic impact fee program. So just backing up for a moment, the traffic impact fee program is generated through large amounts of study based on what's happening in the city from a development perspective. We identify areas that are likely going to need to be improved and that have the most benefit for the city as a whole. So obviously, if you look around, some of the key projects that have been done over the last few years, the South Bonneview road widening to four lanes, the Placer upgrade that just happened recently, Cypress Bridge, you know, those are all examples of projects that have had partial or full funding from the traffic impact fee program. We collect traffic impact fees from all development, and then we collect that money in it, and we put it towards the projects that will have the most good for the community and allow for development to occur orderly and not have the negative effects from the development itself in terms of traffic. So when you go to Costco, the South Bonneview interchange area, as you might imagine, was clearly identified in the traffic impact fee program. It is going to get developed. It is going to need improvements, and it's going to benefit all development, those that are around the interchange and those that will happen near and far from the interchange, right, because they come into the I-5 corridor.
I'm going to just ask a question. When you collect those traffic impact fees, are they site-specific?
No.
They go into a general pot that are spent without any restriction on any project just because you collected them on Oasis. I mean,
that's in
the road traffic impact.
Yeah.
So even though you might have collected money over at Cypress for development there, those can be used any place in the traffic impact stream of roads.
Yeah, the city council, through public hearings, identifies the projects that will be done.
Okay.
And those are the projects that you must spend traffic impact fee program money on, and those are updated periodically. So every 5 to 10 years, we'll update the projects that are identified, because you have to identify the projects to know how much it's going to cost, and then you actually take that based on the amount of development we think is going to occur, which then equals your traffic impact fee. Okay. So in the case of Costco, all of those improvements, virtually all of those improvements that are included in the mitigations for Costco, are part of our traffic impact fee program. Now, Costco and Rich Development also have to pay somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.5 to $3 million worth of traffic impact fees. So we'll collect those fees as well as other fees
in addition to what they're paying out.
How much do you think the traffic impact fee, the traffic impact, all the stuff we're spending for in that one area is going to be?
Well, just to open up Costco,
yeah,
probably a neighborhood of $8 to $10 million would be my
guess. They're paying 25%.
Well, they're paying. It depends on. They also have their on-site, so they have to pay for curb, gutter, sidewalk. They have to pay for some traffic signals that we won't pay for. So they have their own projects that they pay for that are not part of the traffic impact fee program as well.
Okay, we have to take a quick break here. But here's I think the bottom line on this is that the traffic impact fees are all collected. They go into a general fund. They can only be used for traffic impact. And you spend them in the areas that are going to be the most helpful for development.
Yeah.
And
as determined by community input, citizens committees that help us with that, and as approved by the city council in a public hearing.
Okay. Now, Julie has to leave here really quickly, so I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I want to talk about the homeless thing that has just been tacitly approved. So we'll be right back after these messages. And I'm going to go in there and talk.
Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman. Then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies.
Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
You go, take a look in the 5 and 10.
Listening once again.
With candy canes and silver.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It is 8:33 in the morning, 51 degrees, going up to 54 today. With a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Julie, before you have to leave, Julie has to run out of here. Looks like the city council is going to vote and say that you are going to outlaw or prohibit camping and fires in any city spaces. Any city spaces. Is this correct?
That's correct. That actually happened Tuesday night. So our city attorney, based on what happened in Boise, looked at some of the loopholes in our ordinances, which are our ordinance is quite similar to the one in Boise, to strengthen that up. And so what we did is we are specifically identifying that there's not going to be any public camping allowed in any of our open spaces or in any of our
parks. That means along the river or any place.
Right.
Is that correct?
Okay, that's correct. Now, or parking garages.
Here's the question.
Where can they camp?
Where are they going?
Where they can go to any legal place to camp. They can go to the shelters.
Where's a legal place to camp?
Well, you have to be in a campground, right?
Okay, so you're talking about a campground.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So since they can't park themselves anywhere else, they've got a choice of the Good News Rescue Mission.
That's correct.
Talk about the low barrier.
Yes, and so that's the low barrier shelter is in the works. You've got the county. I think Danelle Ewart is leading that project along with many others are working on that.
Chamber of Commerce is working.
Whole bunch of community people looking at how can we create a low barrier shelter, create a place for people to go.
How long do you think that'll take?
No. I'm hoping it's sooner rather than later. I don't know the answer
to
that.
Well, now we also just with the Empire Recovery Center, is that getting ready to kick off?
For the Sobering Center, yeah. I think they're starting a pilot project there for a Sobering Center, which will be good.
Okay, yeah. And that will be good because now we can drop off up to 3, maybe more a night.
These are
ones we'll save a lot of time and trouble. Okay, now, if we outlaw, again, let me go back to this. Until there's a low barrier or you can convince people to go to the Good News Rescue Mission and there's no place for them to camp, is this driving them to private property?
I don't know if I have the statistic on that. Barry, do you have any ideas on that? I don't know that we have any reports on that.
Well, I think it will drive them to whatever property, including private.
Sure.
So just because they're pushed from, that's correct.
It's any place, right.
And any private property owner who wishes to provide a consent to enforce to the police department, we will also go in and move them along for trespassing as well.
Isn't this just a way to move the people out of here?
Well. The reality is you just can't have people camping wherever they want. And we do have a shelter space that is
open.
Open. It has beds open. It's never been full. There's always space available. And we have a relationship with the Good News Rescue Mission to notify us if they are full. And so if they are full, then we're not going to cite people for camping.
What about the when we cite people for camping, aren't we just kind of just moving them, Barry? I mean, because they're not gonna pay it. I mean, they're not gonna show up for court.
I think you can look at it from that perspective for sure, and that perspective leads you to complacency. And let's not try to make the community the way the community wants it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be some frustration when you cite people for camping, you move them along, and they just move somewhere else. And perhaps we don't have enough jail space, we don't have accountability, and that sort of thing. But that's a defeatist attitude from my perspective, and we should keep trying. I mean, the important thing is our community has expectations. Our community has a vision of what this should be, and we are there to help meet that expectation.
As a community, they have spoken out repeatedly and said, don't feed them, don't give them money.
No,
a place where they can get the funds. Don't, when they're standing on corners. Is that this not just an extension of that same attitude? Direct them to where they can get services in a proper manner for our community, but they can't just be any place they want to be.
Correct. This community is conflicted because while we do want law and order, we do want open space free from camping and litter, we want to protect our waterways, we also give generously to charities, to the mission,
settings,
to others to help them. So it's a community that is both wanting law and order, but also very giving and wants to help. And so
we want to help the ones that want to be helped.
Yeah, we want to help everybody, I think. But the fact of the matter is that we want to help people get those services.
Yes.
We continue to try. So even if they today don't want help, we want to keep pushing that and offer them the assistance. And that's part of the low barrier shelter, if it ever gets built, is to introduce them to a low barrier shelter, which does not have as many rules, but also has county services available right there.
Okay. Julie, I know you got to run.
Yeah, I would like to just say, sure. Hey, we do need to do more outreach. We have services available. If you want to be off the streets today, you can get off the streets. There is help out there. And so I think it's just really, really important. I don't think it helps people to allow them to camp illegally. How does that help them move out of poverty? It doesn't. You're enabling destructive behavior. That is not helpful. So we do need to enforce. We do need accountability. We also need to offer help for people who want to move out. And so it's both a carrot and a stick. There has to be a balance there.
Okay. All right. I know you have to run, so we're going to turn you loose, but we're going to keep Barry and Russ here with us because I'm going to ask you the next question that came up. It's just come up recently. Barry, there's don't worry, Russ. We're going to get back to you, too. It looks like a proposed class action suit aimed at the city for not clearing the fire material.
For not changing natural conditions, yes.
For not clearing the
for not changing natural conditions.
Right, as per the plan that was accepted by the city council, right?
There was a local hazard mitigation plan that was developed that was required by the federal government if you wanted to be able to receive FEMA fundings in case of a disaster. In that, it had mitigations that were identified, which were no more stringent than what was already in the general plan as adopted in 2000, and all of which we have done and we've attempted to do. So last year, for instance, despite some information out there, we found a way to clear 150 acres and thin out 150 acres worth of land
now,
around
this,
the city.
This land is it within the city limits or is it kind of like in the outskirts?
It's within the city limits.
Well, that was me. Wow. When this thing bings, it really goes like that. This our new system said I just banged it, and it gives a little vibration here. Okay, this 150 acres inside the city or
correct.
Kind of like on the outskirts?
Inside the city limits.
Okay, those would be like parks and things like that.
No, open space.
Open
it wasn't
space.
Parks. Most of it was in open space. Some of it was in the canyons between Sunset West and Sunset Terrace. There's a little drainage that goes up there. We did some work in there.
Mm-hmm.
We often try to make use of CAL FIRE and their inmate crews when they're available. Of course, as the fires have gotten more frequent and, you know, across the state of California, those inmate crews are not as available.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to try to find ways to help in that arena. And that's what the mitigation says. The mitigation says continue to try to do that as resources are available. And since the Great Recession, I think everybody knows. Correct.
Does it say in there, as
yes.
resources are available?
Correct.
Now, didn't the city council just rescind the 2018 plan?
No, the city council. So we are currently facing a potential class action lawsuit relative to what you just mentioned. We also had, from the same gentleman, a lawsuit against the master plan, the Parks and Trails Open Space Master Plan, and challenging the environmental document. So that was a challenge to the CEQA document to adopt the master plan. We adopted the master plan. Instead of spending all sorts of taxpayer money, which is what we're talking about,
mm-hmm.
to fight a lawsuit that doesn't materially change our old master plan, it was just an update, the council chose to rescind the master plan, thereby muting that CEQA lawsuit.
Okay. See, that did not come out before.
The update? Or
the update. Yeah, our master plan from 2004 still is in effect. Has all of the requirements, still has everything associated with parks, trails, and master plan requirements.
I asked the county the same question. Okay, how come y'all didn't do this? And the answer was there was not sufficient resources. Or yeah. money was used in other places.
And I can't emphasize enough that while I think it's important and we as a community should continue to work on that and we should be focused on that, we are talking about natural conditions. I mean, these are the forest lands in and around open space that are natural conditions.
And we have a lot of those natural conditions right. in the city of Reading. In the footprint that's very, very large,
but
in Shasta County in general, a lot of undeveloped areas.
Absolutely, and I understand that. But when something's that close to the city, and if, as you look back now, doesn't the city have some kind of responsibility for mitigating some of these grasslands?
As do the private property owners who own much of the land. Actually, owns more of the land.
And
than
I understand
does the city.
That. I'm not talking about private property.
Well, why
I'm talking
not?
About Because I'm talking about the city
well,
now.
But it's the same. Because
you
I mean,
represent
you
this. No, no, it's not. It's
it
not.
Is.
It's not, Barry.
It
you're
is. It's
you're
collective.
The city. There's a city. And, yes, if they've got the public land or private land that butts up to you all, yes, I absolutely say the private people should do the same thing. But we're talking about public now. We're talking about the city. Does the city have a responsibility to clear some of this land?
We have the responsibility to identify opportunities. We have the responsibility to try to do what we can with resources available. And that's what the general plan and that's what the hazard mitigation plan says.
And that's the part I'm trying to get out is
as
the plan
the private
is there
property owner.
As defined as by the private property. But, again, if I had a private property owner here, I'd be saying the same thing to him. How come you didn't clear your land and this? So,
but they're not being sued, I guess my point.
I understand that part. And it didn't surprise me that this was going to happen.
I mean, you see them all over the radio Jeez. Or the commercials right now. You see everybody
you get
saying.
Everybody advertising.
Everybody advertising, yeah, sign up
and
let's go
sue
whoever.
County,
yeah. Yeah. That's kind of that's the nature of our litigant society.
It is. Okay. Good. Hey, let's take a break right now. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank run by, it's your friends and neighbors down there in the bank. So when you head on down there, see how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back with Barry Tippin and Russ.
Winham.
For over 45 years, the original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Greetings, this is Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance Agent and Financial Advisor. My team and I want to thank all of our local veterans for your service. We also want to send out best wishes and safety to all our active duty troops here and abroad. Like all of our North State residents, we appreciate the freedoms and lifestyle your service allows us. We know your families miss you during this holiday season, and we want them to know we understand your sacrifices. May God bless you all. For myself, Jeff Avery, my family, and my team, Merry Christmas and the best of New Year's.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. your local choice in credit repair.
On December 20th, a favorite State of Jefferson holiday tradition returns to Redding's historic Cascade Theater with a Celtic Christmas. Tamashine Foley's heartwarming holiday frolic returns with all new stories, music, and dances that celebrate Irish culture and the giving spirit of Christmas. A Celtic Christmas, December 20th at 7:30. Tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Jeff and Carrie from NorCal Vape want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season. They also want to remind you to please shop local this holiday season. For any vapers or smokers on your list, come visit NorCal Vape. They invite you to try before you buy and explore the idea of vaping. Jeff, Carrie, and the NorCal Vape staff will be happy to answer any questions you have. They will also match any local competitor's in-store price and invite you to check out sales going on now. Gift certificates are also available. 1700 California Street, NorCal Vape, where their customers are like family.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
The feeling of Christmas.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Better known business, man's last stronghold, the place to get a haircut. I can't even think of another place to get a haircut. Every man goes there to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're here. Of course, Trish Larkin. Hi, Trishy. Thursdays. I'm glad you got here.
11 Thursdays.
11 Thursdays. Hey, we're here with Barry Tippin, of course, our city manager, and Russ Winham. Who is, yeah, okay, it's only take me an hour, Russ, who is a traffic engineer. Now, I want to switch back to Costco again. Here's the big question that also came up is why can't Costco go to Oasis where they've been looking at for such a long time? I don't care who starts on this.
Well, I'll start with some of the high-level stuff and let Russ talk more about the traffic. So first off, there's nothing that restricts that from a general plan perspective or anything else. In fact, Costco was going to go there.
Right.
One of the things that I think everybody would appreciate is that last time I checked, Costco is a for-profit, private-owned company. And the properties that they're trying to build on are owned by private entrepreneurs, landowners, developers. They attempted to do Oasis Road, were unable to effectuate that contract at the end of the day with that landowner. You could ask Costco why that was or Don Levinson. I don't know. I have my suspicions, but I don't know. Hence, they moved down and contacted another private property owner and said, hey, I'd like to build here. They are in contract, and they are working through the necessary processes to do that. So the answer is they could go to Oasis, and Russ can talk much more about the traffic issues compared to the two.
Well, from what I understand from talking to a lawyer that's involved in this from Levinson's side, is that they're ready to that they had a grading permit, though I understand maybe that's not true, that they were ready to start grading and that things have changed. But that's, again, you had a real good point here. It's up to Costco.
Yeah, and it's up to that landowner not to come here, not to do an attorney. They should be contacting Costco and offering them a better deal.
The allegation is the city keeps changing what they want and that they've made it so difficult that they can't get there with the requirements that the city is placing on them.
So anybody can go look at the public record. The public record is that the city, i.e. the city, actually built the current loop on ramp using federal funds and traffic impact fees, not the developer. We did everything we could working with Caltrans, and Caltrans, quite frankly, was an amazing partner to try to get Oasis Interchange developed. We had a full agreement with Costco. We had a full set of plans that were being developed. There was an agreement, a full agreement between Costco and the property owner to develop said site. There was a use permit. There was an environmental document. Everything was a go. Everything was known. And it fell apart. And I can't tell you why. It was not the city.
Okay.
Thank you. That's what I wanted you to put on the record.
That's very succinct. So that can come up for the next time we get the other side on here. Russ, what about the traffic there?
I can't possibly improve upon that statement.
But what about if the city said it was okay, Costco had a plan and all this, why, do you know why it fell apart?
No, I'd be speculating also. Right. But, yeah, I met the landowner in 1990. So I've been involved in the Costco
the development up at Oasis since 1990, back when I was a senior engineer at Caltrans.
Okay, so that's what I told you the other day, that that's been around for a long,
this has been a long time.
Yeah, it wasn't Costco at the time, but it was like
the development of
was all the traffic, but was all the traffic mitigation done at that point? I mean, so that or not?
No, back in 1990.
No, I'm talking about this time around.
Oh, actually, this time, as it related to the freeway interchange, they were good to go for what was called Phase 1A of the Oasis Town Center, anchored by Costco. And there was all the traditional public street improvements necessary, reconfiguring, pretty extensive. And I'm just going to be bold enough to say clearly it was a deal between the landowner, Levinson, and Costco and whoever else was involved. They had an agreement. They no longer had an agreement. I don't know how you can say anything else.
Right. Okay.
Right. But they were able to build. So just, more history and why Russ and I can probably talk about this particular site fairly in an educated fashion is that once upon a time in my life, I was the deputy district director of planning local assistance at Caltrans. And I actually signed a letter to the landowner in 2002, probably, three maybe, that said, you are good to go to build phase one if you just complete what's called a project study report. So without some improvements, actually. And the developer at the time chose not to move forward at that moment because he wanted to finish off, his overarching plan, his master plan, and all that, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But my point being is that, the city and Caltrans have been at the table working diligently to make this happen while protecting public interest.
Okay.
Meaning traffic.
Right. No,
protecting the waterways, all those good things that we do when development wants to happen.
So, truth to the rumor that certain people out in, Tierra Oaks had anything to do with it? Slowing it down?
Yeah. If you go to the public record, they had a use permit.
Mm-hmm.
And that means go.
Go. Okay. All right. Let's move on back down to Pacelli now. Isn't there going to be a widening of which road is going to be widened down there? Is there leading into this?
Yes. For occupancy, there's some widening on Pacelli Lane. There's some restriping all the way down to Chinook, which is the Rivercrest subdivision area. There's widening on South Bonneview itself, and there's some other off-site improvements around and about, that some of which the city's already working on. Some of them are payment of fair shares towards improvements by others. So there's actually a pretty extensive master plan that shows very strong preliminary design and cost estimating to what it's going to take to make this work.
They also showed that if you're making those changes, is that going to shut down Bonneview?
Oh, yeah. That was a fascinating little bit of information stated by some folks the other day. Absolutely not. It's quite simply, it's traffic control, traffic management, a stage construction. Just our firm alone, let alone the thousands done throughout the nation, have been built under existing traffic conditions. We build brand new freeway interchanges where there's existing interchanges. We build roundabouts where there were previously signals. It's just stage construction traffic handling. The statements that are being made by some folks that, this means everything's going to shut down for 4 months. Where are all those people going to go? Are just absolutely ludicrous. That's my traffic engineering opinion.
Ludicrous.
and just
is ludicrous? Is that part of the traffic management plan?
It certainly is. Yeah. I mean, I'll bring out my pedigree in a moment here, but ludicrous is right in there.
I actually was just going to mention that. I think, Russ hasn't mentioned this, but Russ had a long career at Caltrans, moved on to the private sectors, worked at OmniMeans, which is now GHD. Actually, OmniMeans was the premier engineering consultant about roundabouts, actually pushed Caltrans probably single-handedly into the roundabout world. So Russ has, very high credentials and expertise in roundabouts and traffic engineering and traffic design. And then in terms of the stage construction, I would just remind people that we built Cypress Bridge.
I was
the engineer on Cottonwood Creek Bridge on I-5 that we managed to build a structure in the middle and higher. I was the engineer on that.
I
was an engineer on I-591 interchange in Orange County. I was the engineer on that. We figured out how to build that one as well under traffic.
Oh, wow.
Well, and that's one thing. I moved here when you were working on both the bridges. And I said the longest I said, the longest I ever had to wait was one light. And I said, I wasn't even sure that was a... Anyway, okay.
We spent a you've lot of time this. On that. A lot.
You've answered this one. Okay. That's just with the 1.5 minute we have left. Impact if Costco's not built. How large an impact? Because they supposedly do $400 million a year in business there. I mean,
they do a lot of business. Certainly there's an impact. And likely that impact will be felt. But I also would say likely it would be filled. And what I mean by that is there is I'm relatively assured that with a city of 90,000+ and areas around us who come here for shopping would immediately be filled, you know, within the next 5 to 10 years by a Sam's Club, somebody else will come to town.
Mm-hmm.
There will be people from Reading who decide to travel to Anderson.
To go to Costco.
To go to Costco, some won't. It's hard to determine what that ultimate long-term impact will be. Short-term impact, certainly.
Okay.
And the Costco would stay in the area, as you indicate, because there are other locations. Yeah,
correct.
Okay. Barry Tippin, thanks so much for being with us.
Russ? Good to share a microphone with you again, Russ.
Yeah, Russ, you know what? You're
good to
see
you, my
bud. You're fun to have on here. I really like it when you're, when you're playing. I like going with Barry now and then.
Yeah. Get Barry and I working against each other. It'll be a lot more interesting.
Oh, God, I can see that. And then I just say the first one, the one that walks out, alive wins. Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Kara Tennant, plus a few other people here. Dr. Kara's going to be talking about how to keep your pets alive during the holidays. People want to just feed them stuff. Or there's stuff laying around.
And I just want to wish everybody a really Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Yeah, for you, because you won't be on until next week. That's right.
Until after
it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?